No, I'm gonna lay off a little bit. Lay off a little bit. Got to cut some weight. Oh, you and your giggle.
Yeah, you ain't laying off of nothing.
So, you know that Kenny G music played there? I'm going to once again sell out for the Music Box series on HBO, which is Bill Simmons' operation. They did a series of documentaries about different people in music, things you wouldn't necessarily think of, like, for example, DMX, Juice WRLD, the 1999 version of Woodstock. The best one, Alanis Morissette. The best one was about Kenny G. Have you watched it, John?
No.
How many times do I have to tell you to watch this thing? Did you watch it, Jorge?
Oh, I did, yes.
What do you think?
Man, I found out so many things about Kenny G I didn't even know.
Yeah, I actually came away thinking, Kenny G's pretty
not bad.
Interesting
yeah,
guy.
He's not a bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, not a bad guy. We all have this, you know, I hate Kenny G thing out there.
Practice.
Yeah, that's his thing. You got to, John, you got to take a look at that. Download that and take it on your next road trip.
Gotcha.
And good for Bill Simmons that got renewed for season two. The first season was fantastic. All right, so, John, did you see the statue that they put up in Dallas for Dirk Nowitzki?
Did I see it? I just looked at a picture of it.
Yeah, did you say, look at the picture of it?
I did.
So what do you think of it?
I see other people think it looks like something that it isn't, but it's hard to do a statue where you have more than one ball. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't understand why there are three balls. Why are there three balls in the Dirk Nowitzki statue?
They're going for like the action track, like the ball tracking through the air. But that's a hard thing to convey in a statue, isn't it?
It is really hard. I mean, it looks like, first of all, I mean, they do have his, you know, most famous move, right? They got the one-legged fadeaway, which is the right thing. But then they've got three balls. I'm like, what do you have three balls? Just one ball would suffice. Why three balls?
Yeah, they're trying to give you the look of, like, a perfect arc. But, again, that's a tough ask in a statue. Like, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a statue with more than one ball. Have you?
No, I've never seen a basketball statue with more than one ball. That's great. I've never seen a baseball statue with more than one bat, more than one glove.
Yeah, it's probably Mark Cuban trying to be on the cutting edge and, you know, wanting to do something different. But you're right, it really doesn't work.
It doesn't work. He deserves better. Dirk deserves better.
It's a think piece. Is he shooting the ball?
I don't want a think piece when it comes to statues.
Come on, technology so advanced, you can't have magnets.
Mace, that was a replica of the statue they're going to build, so maybe they lose the other balls for when they build it.
Oh, yeah, just go with one ball, Cuban. Just one ball is enough. You don't need three balls. All right. You know what I wanted to throw out? This is... somebody, Bergman, where did the idea of best TV dads come from?
Oh, I saw it on Twitter the other day. Somebody was putting up who their four best TV dads were, or the Hall of Fame of TV dads, and put up a whole bunch of people on there. And I thought that it was an interesting one. I talked to you about it instead of putting it in Jump Ball.
John, who would be in the Hall of Fame of TV dads?
Hall of Fame of TV dads. Well, it depends how far back you want to go. Like, do you want to go back to like Andy Griffith and Leave It to Beaver, or do you want more modern?
More modern. This isn't Michael Thompson's segment.
Okay.
He can talk about Bonanza.
Okay. So
Uncle Phil is one of them for sure on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
But he wasn't a dad. He was an uncle.
No, he was a dad. He was a dad to all the other kids. He was a dad to the girls. And Carlton.
Yeah. I guess that's true. He wouldn't be the first one that pops up. I will say
Walter White.
Well, he was a drug dealer.
Yeah, I know, but terrible dad. Very good dad.
He might have been the worst dad of all time.
No, that's the thing about Walter White. He was a very good father. He had other problems, but he was a very good father.
You know what's too bad? Because on TV, he was a great dad.
Yep.
but he's been so mired in scandal that you can't put him on the list. Is Bill Cosby was the number one TV dad for what, 10 years?
Yeah, he had a long run.
And but didn't make it. I'm trying to think of like who in a like is Tim Allen in it for Home Improvement?
It's a good one.
That was the number one. It's a good one. That was the number one show for a long time.
What Frank about Costanza. Tony Soprano? I like Tony Soprano as a dad.
I am in the waste management business.
Right. Well, another case of a guy who was a really good father, but had other stuff going
Al Bundy.
On that was not so good. Al Bundy. There's another.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now you're
Homer.
Talking Al Bundy. Great dad.
Yep.
Homer Simpson. Loves his
Homer dad. Simpson. Excellent dad.
Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker. How
Fred,
about
Fred Sanford?
Kind of racist.
Here's one you own here. How about Tywin Lannister? Do you remember Tywin Lannister from, yeah. From Game
you're
of Thrones?
Killed, the psycho.
Killed by his own son with a crossbow.
But a very good dad. They didn't show that part, but he's a very good dad.
What are you talking about?
He was a good dad.
For real, though, Frank Costanza. Frank Costanza was
Frank
a great
Costanza,
dad.
Frank Costanza, yeah. Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai.
Oh, he's a bad dad. He's a bad dad.
No, he was a bad. You're right. He bailed on his kid. But he's a good dad to Miguel.
Yes, you know, he is, for sure.
I mean, a father figure.
What about Jeff Garland on Curb? Jeff Green.
Oh, my God. Do they have kids?
Yeah, the Sammy, remember?
Oh, right, the one with the doll that they cut the hair off of.
Give me the effing head. I want the head.
Ooh, Johnny Rose from Schitt's Creek.
Oh, that's an excellent call.
Yeah.
Johnny Rose from Schitt's Creek is a great dad.
Yeah, that's funny.
He put up with a lot of crap from those kids. Those kids were tough to manage, man. What were their names?
David.
David, right?
David.
Was
David. Alexis.
And Alexis.
Alexis,
right.
There you go. Yeah. That was a great show. That show helped me get through the pandemic. That was such a funny show.
Yeah, but TV dads are not like, you know, remember back when we were growing up, they had like Mike Brady. And,
Mike Brady, yeah.
You know, it was, but now it's like, there is no, ever since Bill Cosby, there's not really a father figure on any of these shows. Like even on what was the one that Ed O'Neill was in after Married with Children? Modern Family.
Oh, Modern Family. Yeah.
You know, none of those people were great parents.
Don't sleep on Walter White. Good dad.
Good dad who became a drug dealer in order to provide for his family.
For his family, in order to provide for his
he
family.
He sat there and watched Kristen Ritter die for no reason.
Hey, it's anything all about the family.
it was for no. It wasn't for no reason. He just wanted her not around anymore. He could have saved her.
Yeah,
he
absolutely could have saved her. That's when he broke bad, by the way.
No, that is actually, Brian has told me himself, that's definitely the moment where, at least in his head, that's where he broke bad, was when he let Kristen Ritter choke on her own.
Yep.
And die.
Brian Cranston could still be Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. So he was a good dad on Malcolm in the Middle.
He was a very good dad, yeah. Very good.
He
dad.
Walked around in his underwear, just like he did on Breaking Bad.
Yes, he did. That's just
Brian appears to have a thing for walking around in his underwear.
It's just a trademark move for him. All right, I throw that out there. 877-710-ESPN. Favorite TV dad.
TV dad. Is the Fez coming on today, Greg?
Yes, he is.
Or is the Fez coming on next?
Next.
Okay, Fez is coming on next. Don't call in. We got Lie of the Day coming up anyway. We don't want your calls at this point. Just call us for Lie of the Day, which is at 3:30, and we're giving away a pair of tickets to see Lakers versus Hawks tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. By the way, the lie has been told. Do you guys think you know what it is?
I think I've got it.
Bergman, you think you know?
No, there was one thing I can think of, but I don't think it's a lie, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, maybe you'll be surprised. That's coming up for you at 3:30. The Fez will do some gambling coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present to you right now.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, the foremost gambling expert on the planet, if you are talking sports wagering, you are talking Steve Fezzik, the Fez. Fez, what's going on, man? Happy New Year's to you.
Thank you. Stop playing slots if you want to win. Bet sports, play poker, or learn to count cards in blackjack.
Why do people play slots? It seems to be a mind-numbing experience.
Because it's so simple and our lives are so complicated. Sometimes it's nice to just veg out and not have to think at all.
Yeah, that's it. It's you're totally dependent on chance. All right, Fez, a lot to get to today. There's a couple of games involving LA teams this weekend where I really don't know the right side of the game. Let's start with the Rams Niners on Sunday afternoon. The game is at SoFi. The Rams are favored by 4, but the Niners have beat them 5 or 6 times in a row. What's the right side of that game in Vegas?
Wish I knew. You nailed it. The Niners, it's been a one-side series. 5 straight times Shanahan has won the game. And I don't think it's just coincidence. I think that the schemes that the 49ers run just give the Rams all kind of trouble because there's so much running of the ball. I will say this. When I watch Stafford, it's not just that he's in the system he doesn't seem comfortable with. The eye test says he doesn't look healthy to me as well. 6 interceptions, 5 touchdown passes the last 4 weeks. What do you guys see? Because I see a quarterback that is not just lost his mojo, but he does not look 100%.
Well, it's very Jekyll and Hyde. I mean, you know, he had the 2 interceptions in the first half, including the pick 6. He had the fumble early in the second half, but then he was perfect. He was 14 of 14 in the second half, including 7 of 7 on that final drive, a great 4th and 5 to Odell Beckham Jr., and then the touchdown pass. It's just very Jekyll and Hyde, and if you look at it overall, Fez, and obviously the turnovers have been disaster, he's approaching 5,000 yards passing and 40 touchdown passes.
And, so, Fez, in the fourth quarter this year, he has 11 TDs and no picks. So you're right to circle Stafford as a guy to try and figure out. But what do you do with a guy like that that's so careless with the ball but so good late?
You know, it's a great point. And he was great also, you mentioned this early in the year, the first 8 games, he was right there with the league leaders in terms of his overall stats, and they still look good for the year because he was so good. I'll say this, Beckham, how clutch did he come up in
right.
terms of, you know, making
yep.
tough catches and the like. So he's really filled in nicely for Woods.
So it sounds like, Fitz, this is a stay away for you?
Completely. I don't even have a lean on this game.
Okay.
Fitz,
so
do you believe in dream analysis?
What?
I'm not sure I know what dream analysis is other than some X-rated stuff.
I had a crystal clear dream of the Rams winning on a Cooper Kupp touchdown pass on Sunday against the 49ers.
Yeah, that you know what that is, Fez? Cannabis.
Give
right
me
there.
10,000
you know, Cooper Kupp
dollars on the Rams minus the 4.
Is 126 and a half for pass yards. He's going for the all-time record. I don't remember ever seeing a wide receiver lined at 126. So he has the highest number I've ever seen. I'm going to go under just because the game is so important. I got to feel chasing a record is secondary to that.
Okay, Fez, the other game I want to ask you about is now this Sunday night game, Raiders-Chargers in your town at the Roomba in Las Vegas. Everything points to the Chargers are a better team. They've got Justin Herbert. They've got Austin Eckler. They've got this great wide receiver core. They just beat up on a really good Denver defense. But the Raiders have won 3 games in a row. I have no idea how. I got a weird feeling they're going to pull a fast one and win again. What's the right side of that game? I think last time I saw it was Chargers by 3, right?
Yes, and it may well go up to 3.5. I lean Raiders. I would like the Raiders at 3.5. The matchup favors the Chargers. The Chargers' D is vulnerable to the run. Raiders don't run very well. But the bottom line is, you're right, the Chargers are the better team. They're not that much better. I've got them 3 points better, and this game is not being played at a neutral site. It is being played in the Death Star here in Vegas. because of that, I think the Raiders do have value. And this has been a very resilient team during a very, very difficult year.
Okay, so let me tell you about a stupid bet that Mason and I made, and you tell us which side of it you'd rather have. You know, there's this quirky thing that if the Colts lose, they would have to lose to the Jags, so it's unlikely. But if it happened, the Raiders and Chargers could tie and both make the playoffs. That's the only way it would work, is if the Colts lose, then the Raiders and Chargers can tie and both make the playoffs. So I had Mason give me 50-1 odds on a tie. I get 50 grand from him in mythical money if there's a tie. I got to pay him one if there isn't. Who got the better end of that deal?
Oh, my goodness. You got taken completely. 50-1 is woefully inadequate. You know, I think Pittsburgh has to lose also for you to cash on for the tie to be the incentive.
Right.
Even if these two teams did have the incentive to tie, you know what? The league's going to send out the memo talking about, you know, the spirit of the game, et cetera, et cetera. I get it. If they're in overtime and there's 6 minutes left, the chance of a tie goes up dramatically, but I don't think it changes anything until then. So every year there's about one tie. There's how many games? Let's see, 16 times, you know, 18 weeks. So that's too much math for me. It's more like it's 240 games a year. So the chance of a tie is like 1 in 200 normally. I agree, it's higher in this game. So maybe it's 1 in 140, not 1 in 50.
All right, so I want to ask you about we're going to air the college football championship game, which is apparently reportedly Alabama and Georgia. I can't tell you how little interest I've got in this. Does Vegas have interest in this game?
Yes, because it's a Monday night football game. Absolutely. But I'll say this. I've got the entire city of Indianapolis sending me hate mail because I can't believe that they put the national championship in the middle of winter in Indianapolis. And I said how ridiculous this is because I was backing up a media guy in Atlanta that said the same thing. And now everyone's mad at me as well. You know what? Anyone who disagrees, you can go on your vacation to Indianapolis this week. I'm going to go to L.A. or America's finest city, San Diego. Thank you very much.
If you had to bet that game, Fez, what's the spread right now? Alabama or Georgia? Who's favored?
Georgia's favored by 3, and your question answers your question. The fact that you don't know who's going to be favored, and I didn't know who was going to be favored, and Georgia has been installed as a 3-point favorite. You know what? I would have bet Georgia plus 3, but Georgia's favored by 3. I will certainly bet Alabama plus 3 in a game. You talk about a game that could end in a tie. This one could well head to overtime.
I'll tell you what, I'm not betting against Nick Saban, just period. End of story. Not betting against Nick Saban. I don't care what the line
Absolutely
is.
Not. He's been there so many times. How many times do the Georgia fans have to have, you know, the Charlie Brown experience of Lucy pulling the football championship away from them as they crumple to the ground? I think it could easily happen again.
Hey, before we let you go, are the Rams a team that's getting any money to win the Super Bowl or no?
Yes, the Rams are currently like 8-1. So they're one of the top 5 favorites. The feeling in Vegas is that as long as Stafford can get comfortable with that defense, the Rams absolutely could win it all. It's all about Stafford's play.
All right. Last thing, we were talking about TV dads. Who's your favorite TV dad?
My favorite? Yeah, well, is it who's the guy in Two and a Half Men?
John Cryer is the dad, and then Charlie Sheen is the uncle.
My uncle's the favorite dad.
Charlie Sheen is your favorite?
Charlie Sheen's like the coolest dad anyone could ever want to have. So any venue that or movie that Charlie Sheen's the father, yes.
Okay, there you go. You don't think of Charlie Sheen as father of the year, but Fez, you live in Vegas.
You live in Vegas. Of course, Charlie Sheen is father of the year.
Hey, the bet of the week. I do like the Miami Dolphins plus 6.5 against the Patriots. That would be my best bet.
Why?
New England always struggles in Miami. Heat and humidity, and this line is inflated. I don't know why New England really is unlikely to move up in their playoff seeding because Buffalo should win also.
Okay, so you like All Miami, right. 6.5. All right, thanks, Fez.
Thanks, Fez.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see you.
There's Steve Fez and Fez.
Charlie Sheen.
Fantastic.
In Vegas, selection. Charlie Sheen would be a hero.
It's a great dad, Charlie Sheen. By the way, as a person, I have no idea if he's a good dad or not. But his character's definitely not. He does have He has had some issues. No, I had that dream crystal clear, John.
That's not good.
Crystal clear, Rams win on a Cooper Kupp touchdown pass.
Hope it happens. Hope you're right.
And give me 10,000 mythical dollars on the Rams minus the four. This is the week.
Okay.
This is the
week. I got 10 on the Raiders. You got 10 on the Rams.
There you go.
And I'm getting 50 from you when that game finishes in a tie. Raiders.
Bergman, are you betting on Rich Bisaccia and your Raiders?
Every time I bet on my teams, it goes poorly. I'm not betting on the Raiders.
Jorge, also, you betting on the Niners?
Oh, Greg, you're soft.
Yeah, you are soft, Greg.
I will not bet on my team. Always like that. I will never bet on my teams.
Can I
Jorge,
bet on my
you betting on the Niners?
I can't because you bet on the game already.
No, you're allowed to pick the other side.
All right.
You are?
I'll do 10. That's fine. I'll do 10.
Yeah, you can pick the other side of the game if you want to.
10 grand on it.
And also, Ireland has the Raiders already, so I can't take it anyway.
Right. Yeah, those rules, I guess, are still.
You just have to bet more.
Yeah, you're soft.
Yeah, you're just soft. All right, by the way, I think we've complete. Oh, God, no, we didn't exhaust all the goof. There's me trying to get out of a sand trap.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
It never ends. I love it.
We've got me, and this is an especially embarrassing one, me dancing with Clipper girls.
Yeah, I don't know why you – I mean, you might as well just audition to be Chuck the Duck.
Yeah, we were the Clipper station, and they made me do it. Can you imagine?
Made you do it to Soldier Boy. Mm-hmm.
Made me? You think that's my idea?
Yes, I do.
You think I invented the idea of dancing to Soldier Boy?
No, I think you wanted to do the dance to Soldier Boy.
You think so?
I mean, I wasn't around for that.
It's a long time ago. What was that?
Ireland? Probably,
it was right after John got fired.
Oh, so
That was one of his first acts as the solo host of the Mason Show.
2000, what was it? 2008?
7?
Yeah, 2000. Boy, a long time ago. Long time ago. Yeah.
Would you have done it, Mace, Ireland? Would you have done that dance with him?
God, no.
No. I think John was already doing sidelines for the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. And it was for the Clippers.
John avoids doing embarrassing things on camera. I embrace it.
No, well, I have the most embarrassing thing that either one of us has ever done.
Oh, come on. You really think your thing is more embarrassing than these things that have been tweeted out today?
It was on The Tonight Show, and it was number one on the ESPN Not Top 10. Yeah, none of your stuff cracked that.
Yeah, but I mean, in fairness, it's nothing compared to the Mace Plant. Oh, now I'm bragging about it.
Oh, now you want the videos.
Now you want people compared to the Mace Plant. Your little makeup gag is nothing compared to the Mace Plant.
I would argue the Mace Plant is more embarrassing, yeah.
Yes, thank you. I think. All right, coming up next for you, Lie of the Day.
Jorge, do you think you have the lie? I think I've got it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was pretty obvious, but we will see. 877-710-ESPN. It's Lakers Ticket Thursday. If you know the lie, you win a pair of tickets to be at Crypto.com Arena tomorrow night for Lakers versus Atlanta. You get to see Trae Young, who just dropped 50-plus earlier this week. Fun to watch. See if Russell Westbrook can continue his turnover-free streak. That's what the tickets are. If you know the lie, 877-710-ESPN. Then we got Game of Games. It's my game today. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's PM. All right, Lakers Ticket Thursday. Pair of tickets to be at Crypto.com Arena tomorrow night for Lakers versus Hawks. Trae Young, who dropped 50-plus earlier this week, is at Staples Center, and Russell Westbrook is on an incredible streak of not turning the ball over, which is exciting.
And you know, we forgot to ask the Fez, what odds could we get on no turnovers for Russell Westbrook or Matt Stafford this weekend?
I'd say that's 1,000,000 to 1. 1,000,000 to 1.
By the way, he told me I should have got 140 to 1 off of you. So you got a good deal.
You took the bet. I mean, no way they're going to tie. But
right, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, so what was Mason's lie? If you can identify it, you get tickets courtesy of us to go see the Lakers play.
Yeah.
Trae Young and the Hawks. You'll be at a game that I probably won't be at. I don't expect I'll be cleared by tomorrow, but we'll see. Here is Brian in Fullerton. Hey, Brian, you think you know what Mason's lie was?
Yeah, I think it's when he said Ray Allen said he broke his ankle on the news at the Olympics.
Nope, Ray Allen did remember. Yeah. He said, hey, you're that guy.
I knew that was not a lie. All right, Javier on the 91. Hey, Javier, you're on 710 ESPN. What's the lie?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's going to be when he was in Detroit and he got the first class ticket.
Now, Mace, I agree with Javier. This is what I'm convinced you lied about. I don't think United or Delta or whoever it was put you in first class just because you sent him a tweet. Does Javier get the lie of the day?
Javier has won.
Way to go, Javier. Did Mace, did they respond at all?
No, they didn't respond at all. There were hundreds of people tweeting them at the same time. I got no response, just like everybody else.
Way to go, Javier. Thank
Good job, guys. Man.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, Javier, hang on the line, and Bergman will get more info from you. Stay there. All right, good for him.
Yeah, that got me nothing. It's not like Kim Kardashian laying on the floor of Detroit Metro saying, hey, United won't give me a flight.
Well, if Kim Kardashian was lying on the floor of Detroit Metro, like 10 guys would walk up and offer a hotel room.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I that was a long-ass night. Have you ever done that where you just wind up laying on the floor at an airport?
Yeah. Especially if like your flight's been delayed. I had a flight delayed for 17 hours once.
You know, I once was on a flight. I think this was New York to Mobile, Alabama, and it connected through Memphis.
Well, the question begs itself, why were you going to Mobile, Alabama?
For a wedding.
Okay.
I was going there for a wedding. So I get on the plane, and I fly to Memphis where the connection is. And I was doing mornings at NEW New York, so I was really tired, and I just laid on the floor by the gate and waited for the flight and fell asleep. When I woke up, the flight to Mobile, Alabama had already left. I slept through the entire boarding process and got stuck in Memphis.
Did you ever make the wedding?
I did. I made the wedding. I got a really late night flight. I got there just in the nick of time, but I had fallen asleep at the gate. I have no problem, by the way, with I know it's filthy, laying on the floor at an airport and being on my laptop.
Hey, let me sneak this in there before we go to Game of Games. Did you guys see the news today that Chrysler plans to be all electric by 2028?
Yep.
Is it weird that none of the four of us on the show drive an electric car?
I have a hybrid.
Yeah, but it's not electric, right?
It's
not,
no, it's half.
You can put gas in it if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, I do put gas into it. You have
right.
to. But
Jorge, you don't have an electric car, do you?
It's probably on the phone.
Jorge's on the phone. I would get one, except I don't have anywhere to plug in. I would have to run. I park in front
right.
of my house.
Well, and you'd have to install. You have to hire an electrician to come out and install.
Come out and do all that
charger.
Stuff. But I think in 20 years there aren't going to be gas powered
but
cars
Mace,
anymore.
This isn't in 20 years, this is in 6 years.
Oh yeah, no, it's coming really fast. It's coming really fast. Have you thought about getting an electric car?
I did, but I like SUVs. I like big cars, and it's hard to find an all electric SUV. They're out there, but there aren't a lot of them out there. So if they made this, like I ended up getting a GMC Yukon, if they made that all electric, I would probably have done it. But all electric cars are expensive, especially if they're SUVs.
You know, I would love to. I've never been in a Tesla. Have you?
Oh yeah.
You just hitching rides in Teslas?
Yeah, buddy of mine. I was driving my buddy's Tesla the other day.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be in a Tesla and see what it's like, because I heard it like drives for you.
Right, I'll tell you. Play, okay, right.
You can play video games.
It's very quiet. If you get in one that has the self-driving feature, it basically is an automatic car.
Crazy.
And it doesn't have a whole lot of instruments. It basically has an iPad in the middle console.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah, I would love. Now, do you have to plug those in?
Teslas, yes.
Yeah, the plug-in thing. I'd have to, like, put a plug-in station in front of my house.
Right, and if you're going to drive somewhere far, like you're going to drive from, like, here to Northern California, you might have to stop, I don't know, halfway up and find a charging station, but they're out there. But
yeah, I would love to drive a Tesla someday. I see them on the road. You know what? I get really nervous when I'm driving near a Tesla, because I'm like, this is the one car I don't want to hit. Now, do you have that in your head?
Well, I just never hit other cars. You're a bad driver. But
when I see like a Mercedes, when I see that or a Lexus or a Tesla, I drive extra careful because I don't want to be in an accident with one of them because they're going to be expensive.
I have that with motorcyclists.
Do you?
Yeah, like my fear is hitting one of those guys.
Hitting one of those fancy cars?
No, one of the motorcyclists.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my fears.
How often do you ride your motorcycle?
I sold it. Remember? I sold it.
Oh, that's right. You got rid of it.
My I got rid of it.
Yeah. That's probably smart. Now you're dad.
Yeah.
Dad first. All right. Coming up next for you is Game of Games. It's my game today. It is my favorite game. I spent a lot of time writing it, and we will do it next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, that Antonio Brown. Oh, we should mention it on the way out because it's getting weird with Antonio Brown. In the meantime, it is Game of Games time. It is Ireland 2, Michael Thompson 1 here in 2022 in the month of January so far. You know, I feel like, you know, I love writing Mason and Ireland Jeopardy, but I always feel like it favors Ireland.
Well, of course it does. It's Game of Games. I'm the dominant force.
Oh, you say you're favored in everything.
Of course I am.
Bergman, do you have anything in you? Jorge, do you have anything? Can you win?
I'm going to win. He did.
Really? You are. Okay, let's see.
I blew it a few times.
Okay, here's what we... Remember, answer as a question. Okay.
Right. Oh, I won a month.
If you don't answer as a question, you're done.
Got who it. Is, what is, who is, what is, who is, what is, okay, ready.
Shut up.
What?
Number one. It's the Los Angeles Landmark Restaurant, founded in 1939... that is famous for its legendary hot dog.
Ireland. What is Pink's?
What is Pink's is the correct answer, yes.
Bergman, you live out there?
I feel like when I do this, I could actually replace Mayim Bialik on Jeopardy.
Excellent.
Should try out.
Number two. Drafted out of Eastern Washington University, this wide receiver... Ireland.
Who is Cooper Kupp?
Who is Cooper Kupp is the right answer. Yes, is on course to the NFL
All right,
round.
Give him the win. Antonio
no,
Brown.
Bergman claims he's winning, so.
Not this one.
Number three.
This game sucks. Just like you yesterday.
Oh, you're soft.
You're soft. Number three. This movie starring Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer tells the story
Greg.
Of... Greg.
What is Casino?
No.
Ireland. What is Scarface?
That's the right answer. Ireland's up 3-0. Tells the story of a Cuban crime kingpin.
Say hello to my little friend.
Ireland 3, Bergman 0, Jorge 0.
How many is Bergman have?
Zero.
Oh, that'd be zero.
Okay.
Ireland.
Zero. Number four. This former Wichita State star hit the game-winning shot. Ireland.
Who is Austin Reeves?
Who is Austin Reeves is the right answer. Hit the game-winning
shot.
That
was right towards
thrilling
Ireland.
Win at Dallas on December the 15th.
By the way, transferred to Oklahoma, so he actually graduated from Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Number five. If you trust what somebody says, you're giving them the benefit of this.
Greg.
Okay. Greg.
What is the doubt?
What is the doubt is correct. Way to go, Greg.
I really wanted to shut Bergman out.
I know you did
you
so badly.
Shut up. Number six. It's what a basketball player gets when he makes a scoring pass.
A scoring pass?
Or a coin. Jorge.
Greg.
Greg.
I think it was Jorge. Jorge got there.
Jorge.
What is an assist?
No.
Ah.
I'll repeat it. It's what a basketball
Ireland.
Player, Ireland.
What is a dime?
What is a dime is correct, yeah. Number seven. This is the nut that was the subject.
Ireland.
Greg,
Ireland.
Oh, come on.
What is a pistachio?
Pistachio, was the subject of a controversial Greg Bergman tweet that caused John Ireland to unfollow him.
Again.
What is a pistachio? Ireland 6, Bergman 1, Jorge, nothing.
Crickets.
Maybe I won't. I love writing Jeopardy. I think it's really fun to write these questions, but I think they always favor Ireland.
Well,
I don't know why that is. Why do you
Bergman
think that
had,
is, Bergman?
If Bergman had not have popped off, I would have taken it easy on him.
See, it's better this way.
When he popped off declaring victory before the game even started, I really, really, really wanted to shut him out.
Yeah, you were so close. He got
it's the Wichita. Like, you're putting things like Wichita State, like, and all of a sudden, of course he's going to know.
But
you didn't finish the question.
Washington.
How did
you
not
Cooper Cup?
Yeah, and
no.
How did you not get the pistachio question?
You just beat me to that. You just beat me to it. I knew it. You just beat me to it. I'll give you that one. You beat me to it. Got any more of these?
Al Pacino, Michelle Pfeiffer tells the story of a Cuban crime kingpin. Your answer was casino.
Yeah. All I heard was Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer, and I don't even think Al Pacino's
and,
in that.
Neither one of them are in casino.
Yeah, Sharon Stone. Oh yeah. I mean, I said the wrong. I got it wrong. Like, let's just say what it is.
On a loop, Jorge.
Okay.
Put that on a loop.
And then play Greg.
That.
I think you're right.
We will need to play that a lot. All right. So Ireland, tell the weird twist in the Antonio Brown thing.
All right, so Antonio Brown has been in the news today because the Bucks officially cut him. And now all this weird stuff is coming out. And there is a girl named Ava Louise, who's kind of a professional hookup girl. Like, she hooks up with a lot of athletes.
Okay.
And she does a lot of posts that, you know, are geared.
So she's kind of a groupie.
I wouldn't use that word. If you want to use it, go ahead. She's, let's just say she likes to go viral with her posts. She posts a lot of stuff. So she has posted, and she provides texts, videos, and evidence that she hooked up with Antonio Brown this weekend, the night before the game against the Jets in the hotel. And Greg, tell me if I got this right. One of her most recent posts since she made that claim is that she may have tested positive for COVID. And she sent out a picture of a COVID test saying, and the caption is, at Buccaneers, test your players.
Wow.
So she may just be trying to get clicks. What do you think, Bergman? Is she trying to get clicks, or are our intentions true here?
I think it's a little bit of both. She definitely wants clicks, and she's tagging the Buccaneers just for that. She also,
I mean, you can do both things.
Yeah,
right.
And she started a internet challenge called the Coronavirus Challenge.
This was a couple of years ago. This has nothing to do with Antonio Brown, what you're about to say.
Right, but still, it's gross. By licking an airplane toilet seat in 2020, calling it the Coronavirus Challenge.
No, and she started that?
Yes.
Apparently.
And
oh God!
But in this Antonio Brown story continues to get stranger. Just the football aspect of it. He's releasing texts that he had with Bruce Arians and with Tom Brady's trainer.
He's right. There's some money thing with Tom Brady's trainer Guerrero. There is. He claims he was injured and they tried to make him play, and the team said they cleared him to play, and he complained of no pain or discomfort when he was out there on the sideline. I mean, it's honestly, the whole thing just turned into a gigantic circus.
Well, and this is where everybody has a track record. All right, everybody has a body of work.
Yes.
And if you look at Antonio Brown's track record and his body of work, and you compare it to that of Bruce Arians or Tom Brady or even Alex Guerrero, it's very hard to use a phrase you wrote in the game, Mace, to give AB the benefit of the doubt. He's just so many times been on the wrong side of things. And like I said earlier in the week, I'm rooting for him. I think this guy might need mental help. I think there may be a CTE situation going on here. I'm not sure.
I don't want to play doctor, but at the very least, you know, he needs counseling.
Right.
And he needs somebody to talk to and to try to work through some of this stuff because he's essentially blown up his life.
Right. And I think suggesting that he was either lied to or tricked by Bruce Arians or Tom Brady when Bruce Arians and Tom Brady gave him every opportunity, every second and third chance to resurrect his football career, I just don't think it's going to work. And, you know, somebody asked me a question today on Twitter. Now that the Bucks have released him, would another team go after him? And Mesa, are some like legitimate football reporters saying, yeah, some other team might.
Yeah, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk said Rams or Chiefs. I'm like, I want no part of that.
Right. And even this, like this rookie that the Rams are playing from Notre Dame, is it Skowronek?
Yeah, Ben Skowronek from Notre Dame, yeah.
I'd rather have him than AB, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, Skowronek drops a couple of passes, but at least I know he's going to show up.
And he blocks like crazy.
Right.
And those Rams wide receivers, they block. That's what makes them exceptional. That's what separates the Rams from a lot of teams, man. Cooper Kupp will throw a block.
And
Odell Beckham Jr. got into the spirit of things, throwing blocks.
And the Chiefs have enough receivers now where I don't think bringing in Antonio Brown is
especially
necessary.
Especially this late in the game. I mean, we saw what happened with Odell Beckham Jr. It took him a few weeks to sort of get in gear in this Rams offense. Antonio Brown, you know, as talented as he is, it would take him time to figure it out, to figure out the offense. And you get all this sideshow stuff with it. It's completely not worth it.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he ever plays another down in the NFL.
Me too. Me too. All right, tomorrow, really big deal.
Eyebrow day tomorrow.
2:30, I lose my eyebrow. You'll be able to see it on all of our social media platforms, and we'll do it live here. Coming up next for you is Sedano with somebody.
Clinton Yates.
Again, from the Handsome Man Club. That's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.